This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, it's day 8 on the Colorado River on a 21-day raft trip. And the first order of business, once we're packed up and just about ready to launch, is a rather serious one. Now that my injured friend and our trip leader has been evacuated, I have become the legal trip leader. And it's time to see about designating another potential alternate trip leader. Thankfully, my friend Huck steps forward immediately. Huck has guided Grand Canyon with me for many years and climbed with me down in the volcanoes of Mexico, and I couldn't ask for anybody better to step forward. I'm very appreciative. It's time to roll up those inflatable kayaks, though, because we're hitting the big boys today. Hance Rapid, Sockdolager Rapid, Clear Creek Rapid, they're all pretty good ones. Sockdolager, that's German for the knockout punch. But we're in good shape. The crew is well-oiled at this point. And with our friend up on the rim, we're ready to roll. We're going to stay very close to Phantom Ranch at what's called Lower Cremation Camp because a number of people are hiking out on day 9. And day 9 dawns with a cross of clouds in the sky, probably jet contrails. And we're all thoughtful about that as an X of ribbon on the ground is a marker for rescue and airlift out of the canyon. And we think again of our friend who's on her way from Flagstaff home to Tucson today. We have a couple duffels that are going to go out on the mules, and I help get them over to Phantom Ranch while the hikers head downriver and get a start up the Bright Angel Trail from Pipe Creek. And they high-five and exchange keys with the folks who are hiking in. Quickly after lunch, we're on the way down from Pipe Creek. I'm riding with my friend Nick again, and Horn Creek Rapid, wow, is what I wrote in my journal. What a ride it was. And then Granite Rapid after that. And then Hermit. And after the wow, Hermit was a boom. We meet up with the crew we've been leapfrogging with again at Granite. They've been camped, and oh, it's so funny how these things work out. They've set up a privacy shower in the water, and someone's there. They've got all the privacy they need from their friends on shore, but as we come around the bend, there they are. Oh, there's no shyness on the river. We're all in the same boat, so to speak. Things are running smooth now, and the days will drift by quickly. I'll share with you some highlights of the last 10 days of the trip in the future. But let's get ready for something different in the new year. So looking forward to seeing you out there doing something different than your usual in the new year. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.